Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, and Beat the Hammer is brought to us by Scheib Vintage Sports. You can check out their new Negro League Baseball exhibit at the Cherry Street Pier now through August 24th. Our contestant, and we'll meet him in just a moment, he is playing today for a Scheib Vintage Sports. Very cool. Philadelphia Stars Negro League Baseball Adjustable Cap by Scheib Vintage Sports, where there is a story in every stitch. For the best team apparel, visit them in Center City, Wayne, or ShibeSports.com. Our contestant's name is Rob. He hails from South Jersey. Good morning, Rob.
What's up, Joe? How you doing? You ready to lose to me again?
Oh, again? Did you say again? Are you making this? Are you making this up, Rob?
He is not.
Nah, I'm thinking you haven't beaten me in regulation. You got lucky in overtime once, but I'm ready.
Wow.
I'm ready to add to. I think if I win today, which I likely will, I will be 5% of your losses. So let's.
Wow! What a great line,
Rob,
buddy.
Is my hero.
All right, so Rob, what category did you win in, and what category did I win in?
You won in Super Bowl trivia, and I won in, I think it was Eagles draft. I just had my second kid.
We will not be having a
same category again this time.
Was Super Bowl trivia, because we had I remember there was the first year we did Beat the Hammer. Super Bowl trivia was 5-5, I think. I could be wrong.
Oh, I remember. I
said all the MVPs.
You went them in order for 30 years. It was insane.
Of MVPs, yeah. All right, well, Rob, I'm impressive. You are apparently impressive as well. Less so, I think, but we'll find out. Rob, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I know almost everyone's rooting for you, and good luck to you there, buddy.
You too, Joe.
Yeah, and you're going to need it.
Oh, look at this
trying
guy
to do the little snide.
Wow.
He's feeling himself. We're at that point. You know, whenever he gets on a bit of a run, we get to that point where he really needs to get knocked down.
He does. Yeah. He had his arms raised in exultation as he left the table now.
Rob,
please take
Rob,
him down.
Rob, internalize that. Internalize that. Use it as motivation. All right. Is the hammer safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer?
Yes.
Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer, our category for the week. We're about to get underway with the second half of the Major League Baseball season. We are doing a look back. The first half of the Major League Baseball season is our category today. Rob, are you ready to roll?
I am. Oh, man. All right, let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. The Cleveland Guardians lead the AL Central, but there is one division where all five teams have a better record than them. Name that division.
That is the AL East.
Who leads the Major Leagues in home runs?
Right now, Major League in home runs, it's either Olsen or Ohtani. Major League leading home runs. I'll pass.
Two players have over 40 stolen bases this season. Name one of them.
The guy from Oakland, Estuary Ruiz.
Nice job. The Oakland A's are one of two teams yet to reach 30 wins. Name the other.
Kansas City Royals.
Domingo Herman threw the first perfect game since 2012 this season. Who threw the most recent previous one in 2012?
Felix Hernandez.
Who leads the majors in home runs?
I'm going to say Ohtani.
A 5-4!
Whoa!
Boom! Boom! Yes! What a freaking performance, Rob!
Oh, he's still got 10 seconds
Olsen
left.
Olsen is in second place, by the way, so wow!
Dude, wow. That's awesome.
I feel very confident in your chances today.
Let's go.
Rob, I really hope Joe DiCamera didn't just
well done. We're going to put
amazing
you on hold. We're going to put Robbie on hold. Let's play
Joe
this silly music for the guy.
How do we contain our exuberance right
I
now?
I don't know.
Gotta tone it
beautiful
down
thing.
Honestly,
tone it down.
We both, but especially you just yelled so loud, he might have heard it.
Okay.
Maybe he thought it was a yell of rage at him being bad. I don't know.
Like, why did you stink so bad?
All right, he's walking out.
Here he comes.
Looks a little, he's doing the exhale, the horse sound, or the horse sound can be heard. Yeah, he's got the nerves working.
The crowd has expanded.
You were so
Hinky Tuscadero today.
Oh, well, I had some sun. I played golf 2 days ago. Got a lot of sun. Yeah. I'm generally more of a leather Tuscadero kind of guy.
You're not. Not at all.
I like pink.
Leather was like the Fonz, but a girl.
Did the Fonz hook up with both of them?
I think he might have.
Swapping cousins or something there?
Might have.
All right. How did this Rob in South Jersey guy
do? You ready to roll, buddy?
I've been ready, man.
Are you, though? It doesn't seem like you're ready. So.
I mean, I don't know. Make it happen. I don't know. Make it work.
You'll just be ready.
Okay.
All right. Category for the week.
Yes.
We are starting the second half of the baseball, the you know, quote unquote second half of the baseball season.
Yep.
Tonight, we're looking back at the first half. The first half of the Major League Baseball season is our category today. Are you ready to roll?
The Major League Baseball
season. That is correct.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Yes, sir.
The Cleveland Guardians lead the AL Central, but there is one division where all five teams have a better record than them. Name that division.
Well, I will come back to that.
Who leads the Major Leagues in home runs?
Who leads the Major Leagues in home runs? Otani.
Two players have over 40 stolen bases this season. Name one of them.
Acuna.
The Oakland A's are one of two teams yet to reach 30 wins. Name the other.
I will say the Tigers.
Domingo Herman threw the first perfect game since 2012 this season. Who threw the most recent previous one in 2012?
Oh, geez. The division, I'll say, is the AL East. And perfect game in 2012, it's the A's guy. I'm struggling on this. Hayden.
Not going undefeated for the summer, are you, Hammer? Woo! A 5-3 victory. You were looking for Dallas Braden there. That was wrong. It's Felix Hernandez with the most recent.
Felix Hernandez. Wow.
A dominant 5-for-5 with like 15 seconds to spare from Ryan.
Wow. That's impressive by that guy.
He destroyed you.
Wow.
Big ass for that.
Sheer dominance.
Wow. Oh, man.
Ryan!
Oh, boy. Well,
woo!
That's very impressive. And who was I trying to think of, James? Do you have any idea?
Dallas Braden is
Braden.
The guy. He threw the Mother's Day perfect game.
Braden.
Yeah, Felix Hernandez was the last. AL East was correct. Shohei, Acuna, and Estuary Ruiz, which the caller got. The caller got Ruiz and not Acuna, which is super impressive.
And what's the other one I got wrong?
The Royals are the team that has less ones. They have 26. The A's have 25.
Damn. All right, let's welcome Rob in here. Rob, I don't have a hat on, but if I did, I would take my hat off and say hats off to you, buddy.
Joe, do you want to bend the knee for me?
Oh.
Touché.
You got your ass kicked.
I will say this. As I was walking back to the soundproof kitchen, and this is proof that I totally messed up, I realized I forgot to say bend the knee. So the bend the knee thing is still totally in play. I just got to remember to say it. Devin, new thing for you on Fridays. Uh-huh. Remind me to say bend the knee.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
are you bending the knee?
I think you just did.
Hold on. I think you did. Wait. He's
bending the knee to
he's won twice.
Yeah.
You've won one time.
Yeah.
That means that he has bettered you. He's bested you.
Can I explain something to you, John? In 1980, and Rob probably doesn't know this because he's not enough of a fan to know this, but in 1980 when the Phillies played the Houston Astros and beat them in five, the Phillies were down 2-1 entering game four. I'm just saying, there is hope. Like
hey,
Star Wars,
hey,
I knew hope.
Joe, you got
smash! I know I did.
My father and grandfather were there when they beat the Royals, Andy. I know everything, Joe, unlike you. Joe, you just got smashed, dude.
Smash! Rob, I congratulate
Great
you, sir.
Great work, Rob.
And Rob, you have won a very cool package here from Shive Vintage Sports. We'll get it to you. Rob, well done, sir. You have given the Hammer loss number 38. I'm not happy about it, but I accept it when I face stiff competition. Rob, congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy your weekend thinking about the loss, all right?
You just ruined his whole weekend.
All right, Rob, I'm putting you on hold. James will get your information. I am, in fact, a loser today.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for it.
Loser.
Pull back.
I wasn't going for that.
Loser. All right.
And James, you just hurt people's ears, so don't ever do that again. And with that, Pete the Hammer, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait, can I just say shout out to this guy? He was so into it the whole time. Thank you, sir. He was definitely not on Team Joe either.
Oh, man.
Now 225 does feel like
also,
kind of a thing.
Also a very funny thing with the Dallas Braden, that Braden's was even before Roy Halladay. So you skipped over Halladay and multiple others, Philip Humber, a couple other guys.
Look, I was doing my best. That was not an easy question, but I, you know.
It was pretty easy for Rob. He got it like that. He was like, boom, Felix. So
He really did have 20 seconds left.
You know what he probably is? Because I know these types, and I'm not one of them. He's probably a study it kind of dorkazoid kind of guy.
I don't think so. You know, when the topic was given.
No, that's a dorkazoid guy.
When the topic was given, he was worried about the topic.
Yeah, he said, this is a great point, Richie. He said to me off the air, he's like, I think I know what the category is going to be. I was like, awesome, cool. And when he said that, he was clearly wrong with what he thought coming in.
All right. Yep. Well, Rob, I got a simple line for you. Lose our phone number.
You better hope.
Never call again. All right, let's go to those that otherwise have called, though, at 215-592-9494. You want to pile in? I got to take it. Look, you dish it out, you got to take it. So I got to deal with it. But a bummer halfway through the summer to lose for the first time this summer.